Yes, we're recording.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on March 2nd, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. We'll do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson. No Bart.
Oh, just give him a second. He muted himself.
Here. Oh. Okay.
Here.
Charles Botman.
I believe he may have had a game that he had to work.
Okay. Jennifer Fadley. He's absent. So we still do obviously have a quorum with the three of us, so that's good. Karen Whitford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Sabrina Conn.
Here.
All right, for the public members that are on our board meeting right now, you will be muted on our end. Just making sure that if you do have something that you need to say at your time that you need to say it, let us know, and we will unmute you from that point. Okay?
Mr. Chair. Just for the record,
Yes, ma'am. That's
just for noise interference. We get a lot of background noise when we have a lot of people on the phone, and we have 14 members of the public on the phone today.
Okay. All right, we are actually going to table number 4 until the end of the meeting because of we need to go into executive session, so we will go to number 5, future board meeting schedule. Everybody good with those three dates and... obviously, next month being in person.
Yeah.
Yep.
All good with that. Okay. Number 6, review, discuss, and possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously don't have any open ones. No review, no initials.
Did we lose him again? Eric? Mr. Chair?
We must have lost him.
Okay, members of the public and board members, we're having technical difficulties with Mr. Fries, so I'm going to send him the number to call in again. Jennifer asked me to send her the dial-in number.
Eric, freeze.
Has joined the meeting.
I don't know what's going on my end, but hopefully we're there now. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
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 Okay, my apologies. I don't know what's up with it. So we were on number 7, ratifying the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as written. That's all the further we need to go on that. Number 8, view consideration possible actions on
that case of relationship.
No, not on, that's already done.
What?
Okay.
We need to vote.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay. So all those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been approved. Okay, number 8, review consideration possible actions on applications for licensure. We do have an initial board review for Christian Hoffler.
Mr. Fossler, if you are on the call, will you please unmute yourself and let us know that you're there?
Sorry.
Okay, Mr. Chair, we have not heard from Mr. Fossler on the call.
Okay. So we will just go as is, obviously, based upon the information presented to us.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the initial application of Christian Fossler.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Christian Fossler. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Christian Fossler's initial application has been approved. Okay, we do obviously have 3 renewal applications, 1 disclosure, 2 reinstatement. So first one being Laren Schumacher for a disclosure statement.
And Mr. Chair, Ms. Schumacher is here in the conference room with us.
Okay.
And she's available for questions.
I just want to clarify that the document, page 23, does not have a name. Is that Ms. Schumacher's?
Let me check with Ms. Schumacher. Is it Schumacher or Schumacher? Schumacher. Okay. Yes, that is from Ms. Schumacher.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Schumacher, this is Cheryl Ingram. Could you give us information on when, as to when your court date is set, please?
Yeah, my preliminary hearing is set for March 20th.
I'm sorry, you said preliminary court date?
The preliminary hearing is set for March 20th currently.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Karen, can you share with me the renewal date for her license, please?
Yes, just a moment. I'll look it up.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Shoemaker's license, current license is due to expire on March 6th, 2020.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, would the board like to discuss amongst each other what their thoughts are?
Currently, I'm just reviewing what her information from Tempe Police Department is. So I don't know if anybody else is doing something differently right now than I am, but. I'm just reading through some of the information.
Okay.
I'm doing the same.
Ms. Shoemaker, at this time, if any restitution have you done related to this incident?
Are you talking about on my own accord? Because I haven't been given any restitution by the court yet, because I haven't had a hearing yet.
Certainly. So yes.
Okay.
So anything on your own that you have done to aid in this process?
Yes. So currently I have 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 11 hours of community service that I've done since my status conference on February 7th. And I have been to five meetings related to, I guess I'll just call it alcohol. And since that was one of the issues with what's going on. And then I have been seeing a therapist as well since then.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So correct me if I'm wrong, in 18 days you have your hearing. I'm assuming that hearing will initiate what the court system would do, like you follow through with?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Bart. I'd like to move to go into executive session for legal advice.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice.
As join the meeting.
Sorry, guys. That's all right. That's all right. So it's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Mark Peterson?
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey?
Aye.
946. Okay, Karen, you let us know. I'm assuming everybody else has been.
Yes, will you state the time for the recording, please?
Sure, at 9:46 a.m.
Has left the meeting.
Jennifer left?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so members of the public, I am going to move you to our temporary lobby so you will not be able to hear the conversation. And once the executive session is over, I'll bring you back in.
Okay.
It's going to take me a minute to do this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just, can I make sure that they know that these are just charges? I've not been convicted with anything?
No, maybe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Fadley has joined the meeting.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey there.
I am moving all of the public members to the lobby, so it'll be just a minute. I have myself, Sabrina, and Amber here, Bart Peterson, Eric Fries, Jennifer Fadley, Cheryl Ingram on the call.
Awesome.
Okay, it's 9:57 a.m. We're back in regular session, but it's going to take me a few minutes to let everyone back in.
Yep. Sure.
We have 20 people in the lobby. Ah, there we go. Just one little click, and they're back. Let me go let Laren back in. Okay, we are back in regular session, and I'm going to turn the camera just to get somewhat of a view of Ms. Shoemaker. There we go.
And members of the board, there's been no conviction as of yet. These are just charges.
Right.
9:57.
With the information that we received during our executive session, does anybody feel as though they would like to make a motion related to Ms. Shoemaker, excuse me?
Mr. Chair, let me remind everyone, you're welcome to deliberate, talk about the situation, what your thoughts are.
Right.
Ms. Shoemaker, is there anything that you would like to address the board with? Any comments?
I would just like to say that obviously I disclosed this information, so I'm not trying to keep anything from you guys. I just ask that you allow me to renew until the court of law decides what I am actually convicted of and what I am not. Also, I've already disclosed the same information to the BOC, and no legal actions has been taken against me. They just wanted to follow up on my March 20th preliminary hearing. I'm willing to cooperate with whatever this board decides as well.
This is Bart Peterson. I'd like to make a motion to approve the renewal application for Lauren Shoemaker.
This is Eric Fries. I'll second. It has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal license of Lauren Shoemaker. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Mark Peterson?
Aye.
Jennifer Padley?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Ms. Shoemaker's license has been renewed. Ms. Shoemaker, my recommendation, obviously, to you would be to get as much information to this board following your hearing as much as possible to us as soon as possible after that hearing has occurred, so we can appropriately either totally, you know, disqualify you from absolutely everything in terms of you haven't been found guilty of anything or vice versa.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Do you have any further questions for the board?
No. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
8B2, we have Ryo Watanabe, a reinstatement.
Mr. Watanabe, if you are on the phone, please unmute yourself and let us know that you're there.
The information that we have from him, obviously his license expired 3 years ago in 3 days. So he is literally within 3 days of having to start fresh. Is that correct?
Let's see. That is correct. Also, Mr. Watanabe provided a statement that he did work in the state of Arizona for 43 days. For spring training in 2018 and for 48 days for spring training in 2019. However, that would fall within the time frame for those
a participant
not,
has left the meeting.
For those who are not required to be licensed.
Right. Right. He's not in violation there whatsoever. It's just a matter of him reinstating him within that three-year time frame.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Watanabe?
Yes, so I was on the other phone, then I tried to say, hi, I'm here, but I just logged into the app. So 2017, I was not in Arizona at all. I went back to Japan to work the Japanese professional baseball all year 2017. And 2018-19, I was assigned to the team in California, which not required a license, and I was here only 43 days and 48 days in 2018 and 2019.
Okay.
For spring training.
And have you, just for my knowledge, have you worked in the state of Arizona in 2020 as of yet?
No, yet. I haven't practiced.
Okay.
Because before that, I had some visa issue, and I was supposed to get the temporary license, but I was not able to get it, so I was under probation. So I totally understand how you guys expect.
Anybody desire to make a motion related to Mr. Watanabe?
This is Cheryl. I would like to offer a consent agreement to Mr. Watanabe with 1 year probation, $250 penalty, and 3 hours of continuing ed and medical ethics.
For what reason?
Practicing without the license.
Looking at the information, he falls within our 120-day grace period for both of the last 2 years that he practiced. Because he did have a previous state license.
Okay. I withdraw my recommendation.
This is Bart. I move to approve Ryo Watanabe's initial application for reinstatement.
Second.
That was Ms. Fadley.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to reinstate the license for Ryo Watanabe. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Aye.
All right. Hearing no oppositions, Mr. Watanabe, your reinstatement renewal application has been approved. Do you have any questions of the board?
Not at all. Thanks for your time. Ideally, appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. We have 8B3, Chasen Webb, another reinstatement.
And I believe we have Mr. Webb on the phone, and I just unmuted him.
Yep, I'm present.
So, Mr. Webb, it says on here that your your license expired as of 2/3.
Yes, sir.
Of 2020.
That's correct.
And then it says, as of the date of 2/11, you have not been practicing. So between 2/3 and 2/11, did you practice?
Yes, I did. I didn't know that the licensure was expired until I was notified. by a program director that it was. At that point, I immediately stopped practicing and submitted my reinstatement application.
Okay, so out of those 8 days, 7 days actually, 7 days, I guess total, yeah, how many days out of those did you practice?
It would have been 4 of those 7.
4 days?
Yes,
okay.
4 of those.
And in what, just so I'm aware, in what setting do you work?
I work for ASU football.
Okay. And I'm also going to assume, but you need to tell me differently, if such, we are obviously now at 3-2, so have you, I'm assuming you have not practiced since 2-11?
No, I have not. All I've done so far is just my administrative duties of Powerade ordering.
Okay. Anybody else have anything further for Mr. Webb?
No.
This is Bart.
If not, I would certainly entertain a motion.
Reinstatement application for Mr. Webb with the issuance of a confidential advisory letter.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to reinstate the renewal application for Chasen Webb with the issuance of a confidential advisory letter.
Mr. Chair, could we find out what the reason for the confidential advisory letter is so that I can include that in the letter?
Yep, absolutely. So
that would be for letting his license expire and practicing without a license for 4 days.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, Eric Ries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Mark Peterson?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Aye.
Okay, hearing no opposition, Chasen Webb, your renewal reinstatement has been approved. Do you have any further questions of the board?
What exactly is the letter?
It basically describes to you that you need to pay very much close attention to the fact that when your license expires, not rely on somebody else to tell you that, and that you are good to go from this point, but be aware that you are on the radar because you obviously practice without having a current license. Other than that, there is no other penalty.
And it's a non-disciplinary confidential letter.
Right. Any further questions?
I'm good. Thank you for your time.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We are on number 9, review, discussion, and possible actions, board business and reports, executive director's reports.
Okay, Mr. Chair, item 9A1, the financial report, is included in your board meeting materials. The anticipated remaining ending allotment at the end of the fiscal year is projected to be $7,888. Keep that financial report or that cash report handy because I'm going to be referring to that in just a few minutes. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. Really, it's just been the day-to-day operations except the time that I have spent over at the legislature because they're in session and we have, between the two agencies that I have, we have 5 bills over there. So, and it's about to get busy again. Let's see, item 9A3, open public board member position. The new director of the Office of Boards and Commissions was at our executive director's meeting last Tuesday, and she is just getting herself acclimated to her new position. So she hasn't done any appointments since she's been there that I'm aware of. Some agencies are not going to have any appointments done because there's some consolidating going on, but that does not affect us. So I will, okay. I'll try to follow up with her one-on-one to let her know that we really need that position filled. The having a public member is very important to the legislature and the governor, the governor's office at this point. So, you know, if I remind her of that, it might help getting this position filled so we can let Ms. Fadley get back to her her normal life. Then, let's see, item 9A4, statistics. We have 865 current licensees, 7 active consent agreements, with the next item due on May 7th, 2020. And then moving on to item 9B, 2020 54th Legislature, second regular session, bills to watch. There are quite a few of them. Starting off with SB 1050, which is the Athletic Training Board's continuation. That is scheduled to be heard over at the Senate Health and Human Services Committee this Thursday at 9 a.m., so I will be attending that. The Auditor General's office will provide a summary of their report, and I will do a response. I will provide a response to that, as well as a one-page handout for the committee members summarizing what athletic training is and why it's so important and why it's so important that it be regulated. Next one is SB 1073, and that is Athletic Training Board Fingerprinting Licensure. That was transmitted to the House on January 30th, but it has not been scheduled to be heard at the Senate Health and Human Services side yet. Next would be SB 1127. That's dry needling for athletic training. That will also be heard this Thursday, March 5th, at the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. I will not be presenting any information unless asked by the committee. I believe that the association members will be there for this bill. SB 1212. That is board licensure certification residence, and this bill applies to military spouses. It removes the word establishes when it talks about being an Arizona resident. They don't have to newly establish residency. They could have lived here for years. It also adds that they must, in order to qualify for this special license, they must have a license in another state, and they must have met the requirements at the time that they were licensed in that other state. So let's say if there was a state in 1999 that did not require a BOC exam, as long as they met the requirements for that state at that time, we would have to license them. That started in the Senate, and it has gone through committees, the caucus, but it has not had its third read yet, and it must have that before it goes over to the Senate and or the House, and I'm not sure if we've passed the point where third reads can happen, but I don't think so. So that this still is possible.
Can I ask a question about that one? We have two states, Texas, that does not require BOC. They have their own exam for the licensed athletic trainer, and also California, since they don't require an athletic trainer in a license in California, then they qualified in California to practice. Does that exclude California athletic trainers from coming to
Arizona? That's a really good question. That might be something to talk to Senator Fan about, or his legislative analyst.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Let me make a note to follow up on that. Okay, then moving on to SB 1220, that's the state agency's technology plans deadline. That normally we submit our technology plans on September 1st at the same time that we do our budget request. They intend to move that technology plan date to May 15th to allow more time for everybody to determine how much the technology is going to cost and we can include it in our budget. That started in the Senate. It was transmitted to the House on February 13th, but has not moved forward yet. I anticipate that it will. HB 2288, this is state licensing fee waiver. This is for military members, their spouses, and veterans. This would give a fee waiver to all of those people, all those applicants. It started in the House. It has already been transmitted to the Senate, had its first read, it's gone to committees, and had its second read, so that will very likely pass. Let's see, and I don't anticipate a big impact to us fiscally because of that. HB 2536, telemedicine healthcare providers. This would allow athletic trainers, occupational therapists, chiropractors, podiatrists, physical therapists, I think that might be it, to practice telemedicine. We do need to get clarification on whether this is an enabling statute or if we would need to add an enabling statute if the board or the association decided to pursue it. So I'll have to get further clarification on that. This was transmitted to the Senate on February 27th, so it hasn't had much time over there yet. HB 2690, state agency's veteran status inquiry. So this requires that all agencies add to its applications a question asking if the applicant is a military member, a veteran, or a spouse. This, I think, goes hand in hand with the previous bill we discussed about the fee waiver. There is an impact to us financially because this will require that we reprogram our e-licensing system to ask that question. I have presented that information to the fiscal analyst so that they take that into consideration. Okay, that one has already been moved over to the Senate. Last action was on February
18th. I have a question, Karen.
Uh-huh.
This is Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
So when they use the term broadly as veteran, is it like veteran status or a member of the National Guard or Reserve? Because not every member of the military is actually a veteran. It actually, like being a veteran actually comes with active duty time that had to have been served. And then my second question would be, what about those that get dishonorably discharged? Are
right.
they still...
Okay, so my question for them would be, you know, have they included a definition for veteran, and does that include dishonorable discharges?
Right.
Okay, so there may already be a definition in statute. I have to look at it. So that's a good question.
And then, of course, the spouse is like a current spouse of the veteran.
Oh, yeah, or can they be divorced? Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
And maybe more of a dependent of the veteran, not actually a spouse of the veteran.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Okay, I'm glad you were on this call. To provide your perspective. Okay. Any other questions on that one? Okay, the next one is an important one. This is House Bill 2809, professional licensure fees waiver reduction. So this bill would require that all agencies that do professional licensure waive or reduce fees until their funds get down to a certain amount. So if you look on our cash flow report, we are appropriated $127,000 a year to run the agency. Our fund balance is projected to be $241,000 at the end of the fiscal year. We would need to get that down to 50% of our appropriation, or $63,500 from $241,000. So far, does that make sense? Okay.
It's
so
clear.
The expenditures would have to go from 240 to 60 something?
No, so the fund balance is basically our savings account. So if we spend $127,000 in the fiscal year, but we took in $147,000, then $20,000 goes into our savings account or our fund. There are some agencies that have very, very large funds that they are sitting on. I can understand the reasoning for this. The only issue I have is that it does not give us any cushion for future technology investments. But, you know, that's for the legislators to talk about. I have presented this to the fiscal analyst, and I believe that many of the other executive directors have as well. So I just did some rough numbers on this. So we would need to reduce our fund almost $178,000 in a fiscal year. So that would require, if we have 900 applications over the year, that would require we do $197 in fee waivers or reductions, and our fees aren't even that high. So basically, it would require that we waive the renewal fee for everyone who renews in the fiscal year and reduce the initial application fee from $300 down to $125, because in the bill it requires that you spread the reduction or waiver evenly among all applicants. So, and you do it for those agencies who renew every other year or every third year, they have to spread it out over that whole time frame. So, this is going to be a challenge. We have to do this. We have to do these projections every budget cycle.
So, Karen, if I'm understanding you, then it's fluid in the sense that it may be a different amount, obviously, each year.
Yes.
Okay.
So then, you know, once this is in place and we get our fund down to $63,500. Then our quarterly appropriation, you know, we really are going to have to operate quarterly within that one-fourth mm-hmm. of $63,500. And then also, if we have a technology investment of $50,000, we won't have any money to spend on
right.
it. So I don't know how that's going to work. And you know, it's not difficult to spend $50,000 on technology. The e-licensing system cost us $45,000 initially.
Right.
So.
And we need to invest in it again. correct. I mean.
And, well, there are a couple of bills that are going to require that we spend money to reprogram, including the one that we're talking about now. So we can't have Amber and Vicky at the other agency, we can't have them go into each individual application and waive a fee. You know, it just would be, I mean, we have a small agency. I can't imagine the nursing board, what they would have to go through. So, and there are several different online licensing programs here at the state, so it's going to be a big investment to get this changed.
And what is the status of the bill?
It is, transmitted to the Senate on February 28th. It was part of the governor's State of the State address. So that may imply that this will very likely go through.
Fun times.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully the Senate will do some amendments and and make it more of a long-term reduction in fees. I don't know how it could work, but it's going to be difficult. I can understand the point, but it's going to make budgeting very difficult. Any other questions?
Yes.
Okay, so moving on to item 9C, administrative project status, policies and procedures, those are still in the works. I have not had an opportunity to work on those this past month. And then CE broker implementation, we are still in the same boat. It's out there for the athletic trainers if they choose to use it, but I have not sent out an official announcement.
Okay. Anybody have anything for future agenda items other than myself keeping our open board position on the agenda?
I agree. I'm good.
Nobody else has anything else?
No.
No, sir.
Okay, I will do a call to the public. I know we have quite a number, so anybody from the public have anything they'd like to say? Going once. Going twice. I guess that's a no. All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Bart. Move to adjourn.
This is Cheryl.
As of 10:31.
And Ms. Ingram seconded that?
Yeah.
I will second it.
Cheryl got it.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:31 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Mark Peterson?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Jennifer Fadley.
Thank you, everyone.
Has left the meeting.
Bart?
Has left the meeting. Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.